You're listening to SBS News.
Tonight, we welcome the world's greatest athletes Canada. And their supporters to Sydney, Australia.
Denmark.
The Sydney Olympics brought 11,000 athletes from almost 200 countries to Australia, and many of those athletes didn't speak English. It was up to people like Ludmilla Stern to help break those language barriers. Ms. Stern was among 88 interpreters who helped translate between journalists and athletes at the Games. She says it was difficult to prepare for interviews about almost 30 different sports.
I would turn up in Darling Harbour and they would say, quick, 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 a Russian fencer is about to win. And without knowing much or anything actually about fencing, without having done any preparation, I found it a huge challenge.
But despite the pressure, Ms. Stern, who was born in the former Soviet Union and migrated to Australia in 1979, says it was an unforgettable experience.
There was a sense that we were all in it together, in a very positive, in a very joyous sense. There was a lot of mutual help by the volunteers who were pointing directions. People were talking when they realized that you were going to the same venue as your fellow passengers on the train were.
It wasn't as busy for Estonian volunteer interpreter Vella Pilak. Despite lots of training, she says there was little work to do.
All the Estonian athletes who came, they all spoke English. It was hardly any need. I don't remember doing any great interpreting, but it was fantastic. It was great to be part of this tremendous and such a successful enterprise.
Professional Arabic interpreter Steve Karakira described the atmosphere as electrifying. The now 70-year-old says he had almost a decade to prepare for his role at the Games after being contracted to translate Sydney's Olympic bid.
No information that I had had before the Games prepared me for what I saw on the day. The atmosphere was just fantastic. It was buzzing with life. Electrifying. Words cannot really describe what I saw.
For Mr. Karakira, who migrated to Australia from Lebanon, one of the biggest challenges was accurately conveying the heightened emotions of athletes in a post-event interview.
Rather than just conveying the word-for-word meaning, I had also to accommodate the feelings, the emotions, the stresses of the people who were talking.
20 years later, the excitement of the event still looms large. Mr. Kirikara, who lives a short drive from Sydney Olympic Park, says the memories are never far from his mind.
I felt that I was just a very small part of a big machinery that all working together to provide the best. The volunteers, I think, were the backbones of the success of the Olympics.
Cassandra Bain, SBS News.